Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, 7:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a good time. Yep, we've made it. Lots to do this weekend. You know, we were talking to Charlie Della Torre from our town. They're helping to put on the Home and Garden Show. That's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's from 10 to 5, Sunday 11 to 4 at the Alachua County Sports and Events Center. They're going to have 140 vendors there.
That's huge.
Yeah, anything to do with, well, your home and your garden.
Yeah.
Anything.
Oh, yeah.
And
$5 to get in. What can you do for $5?
And 10 and under, kids are free parking. And there's plenty to do around the whole Celebration Point thing. Greg said there's a little bit of a challenge maybe to get people to come to Celebration Point, like it's over there.
I think some people just kind of think of it, and they just need to go check it out.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 feet as a crow flies from Walmart. And everybody seems to be able to find that place.
Everybody.
I'm not picking on anybody.
Oh, no.
Hey, Ludi Bond and Joe McKenzie from the Department of Forestry are going to be along in about an hour talking about Arbor Day. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Arbor Day's been around for a while.
Yeah.
We'll save the history lesson for maybe when they're here. But
You'll want to go home and plant a tree today.
Plant a tree?
Yeah.
Why not? It's good for everybody.
We did it just in the last week.
We sure did. Yeah. Oh, thanks for reminding me. We did it for the Arc of Alachua County.
Yep.
And we have a great association with them, and we're very proud of it. And they do excellent work helping the developmentally disabled folks live to their human potential. And they've been doing it for decades, and we're proud to be a part of it. Well, I received this from Mark Johnson from the Arc. He said, I secured the very final payment for the April 5th Bob Rose Golf Scramble a few days ago, and I am happy to report that this year's event raised a record amount of cash and in-kind to the tune of $52,771.
Nice.
That's huge.
Awesome. That's great.
And he wants to thank everybody who made this year's event the biggest in its glorious history. So
awesome.
Thank you. We've got generous folks in our community, and we appreciate that. There's generous people in other communities, too, like in Westchester, where Joe Biden is going to be hanging out. A little fundraiser, a little get-together. Now, it's interesting.
Well, like a few friends or what?
Trump wandered over to construction sites to talk to some construction guys.
Right.
Trump went to the Bronx.
Hey.
And isn't it interesting? It's like, the blue-collar folks seem to identify with Trump far better than with Biden, who always, tried to present himself as, the hard scrapple, kid from Scranton.
Yeah, but his last big event was with Obama and Bill Clinton and all the elite of New York and all that kind of thing. So that's not very blue-collar.
No. He's hanging out with the elites. Joe Biden set to appear at a fundraiser today, actually, so that would have taken place maybe yesterday. It was hosted by Hollywood A-listers Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
Of course.
Wow. And, I don't know if they're going to have it or if they had it at their house because they really had to downsize.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
They went from a 26-bedroom mansion in Bedford to this measly little, shack in Irvington. It's only got 8 bedrooms and 22 rooms.
Man, why
are they living like peasants?
They're barely getting by.
It's weird. Mm. Well, maybe they see the future in Bidenomics.
Oh.
And they're cutting back. So big capitalist invited there. And the attendees are shelling out $3,300 per person, $5,000 per couple.
Wow.
Catherine Zeta-Jones and her husband, Michael Douglas, they're donating $100,000 to the Biden Victory Fund for the right to host the event.
Oh, wow.
And, they're all in because it was recently that Michael Douglas gushed that Joe Biden is sharp as a tack and praised the president's mental acuity.
You know, their over-the-top stuff is so obvious.
Well, they are actors.
Yeah, but they're not acting they ain't acting good. Because we ain't buying it.
No, they think you do, though. They think if they say it, they say it in a convincing way, that you'll buy it. don't believe your own eyes and ears when you see Biden and gaffe after gaffe, whether he's falling down or inserting the word pause into the oral presentation he's reading off the teleprompter when it actually was directions
like
to him
pause.
To pause.
I think one of the epitome of worst instructions, and this is going back a year or so, remember when they had to give him basically instructions of walk to this place, sit in your all capitalized chair. I mean, literally step by step by step just to get him to do the right thing.
He's basically a 40 years older Ron Burgundy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
absolutely.
That?
Yes, absolutely.
That was a great, that was a fun couple of movies there. Yep.
Well, and then Mark Hamill this week, greatest president we've ever had.
Yeah, I think a little bit too much space dust maybe has clouded his judgment. Oh, hey, wait, hang on, another fundraiser?
There's more?
Hollywood elites planning to throw more money at President Joe Biden's reelection campaign.
Yeah.
There's one. Well, this won't happen until mid-June.
Oh, good. So we can plan ahead. Yeah,
well, maybe we'll still get our invite.
Yeah.
It'll feature George Clooney and a former president, Barry Satoro, otherwise known as Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And the shindig will also feature Jeffrey Katzenberg, you know, the old Disney boss.
Yeah.
He is also Biden's campaign co-chair.
Well, now.
Julia Roberts might attend the event.
Uh-huh.
Might, sources say.
Well, they're dropping the names in of the supporters. Whether they're there or not, they're telling you who they vote for, who they like.
Yeah.
So,
you know, collecting big money from the big stars and the Hollywood elites on the left coast.
While Trump's talking to the blue-collar guys.
Yep, hanging out in the Bronx and Madison Square Garden, and his polling numbers are going way up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's amazing, I think.
Yeah, it is. We need more positive stuff. We'll take it. Florida vowing to fight the Biden administration's radical changes to Title IX. It's interesting, and I hate bringing up the abortion thing, but how important that is to some, mostly women voters, and how important that is, but yet they're concerned about women's rights, reproductive rights, as they like to call it, but actual women's rights that don't just affect those who are impregnated, but every woman. They don't seem to give a rat's patootie.
No, they don't. Such hypocrisy.
Yeah. The new Title IX regulations, which are being interpreted as promoting gender confusion, will not be embraced in the Sunshine State, according to a letter by Manny Diaz Jr., the Florida Commissioner on Education. On Friday, April 19th, the United States Department of Education released a final rule making significant changes to Title IX. And he noted that Title IX is a relatively short, straightforward anti-discrimination statute, providing that no person in the United States on the basis of sex be excluded from participation, be denied the benefits of, or be subject to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. All right? So this rule will not take effect until August 1st, but Florida is going to fight it.
Good.
At Governor DeSantis' direction, no educational institutions should begin implementing any changes, he said. All right. This attempt, he continued, would force educational institutions in the Sunshine State to violate federal and state laws, including the First Amendment and the state's Parental Rights of Education Act. And the letter goes on from there. But, yeah, you are literally taking away hard-fought freedoms and rights from women and girls.
It was put in effect to protect them in the first place.
Yeah.
Man,
it's another one of those where, you know, just look at things logically, forget the political of it, look at it logically, and then say, okay, I get it. And then you go back to the political and say, who's supporting it?
Uh-huh.
The Democrats. Yep. Who's not? The Republicans.
Yep.
716 on the Bob Rose Show. If that's bugging you or anything else, little things, big things, what's bugging you is for you. So call in next, 877-975-9825. For What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, so call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-W-SKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for your free therapy. We call it What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Call in now to air it out, to get it off your chest, and to feel so much better. Don't carry that mental baggage through the weekend. It'll weigh you down. Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
There was a story this morning about Ed Dwight. He was supposed to be the first black astronaut, and it was announced that he's going to go on one of those suborbital flights, you know, the commercial space flights. And first of all, I want to say congratulations to Captain Dwight, because he devoted the best years of his life to aviation and aeronautics. But the way the story is covered is misleading, because he was part of a class of potential astronauts, and he didn't make the cut. And there's no shame in that, because this was grueling training. If you ever read the book, The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe, or saw the movie, you'll know that. And Kennedy wanted a black astronaut. So first, they put pressure on NASA to lower the standards so Captain Dwight would make it. And they said no. And then the Kennedy administration wanted him to add more members to the first class so he would be in the cut. In other words, to, you know, bump up the number of astronauts, and they said no to that. And this is just an illustration of how far back pandering and affirmative action goes. And it's unfair to Captain Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfair to people 60 years from, you know, ago, and it's unfair now. And I just wanted to point that out to everybody, get the real story out there. And once again, I'm happy he's going up into space. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, look, I thought you explained it quite well, and it's like anything else. You know, you want to be a Navy SEAL, the washout rate is pretty high because it's just a select few. I don't think they get into the skin color thing. They just want people who can make the qualifications and tough it out. And that's the same thing with astronauts. It's a big group usually to begin with, and then it dwindles down. I mean, it's just the way it is. But thanks for explaining that. Let's go to Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll tell you what's bugging me. But first of all, I was talking to a Navy SEAL acquaintance of mine. He said that the classes going through now, they have kind of lowered the standards a little bit. He said they're wimps compared to when he went through. But anyways, what's bugging me is yesterday up at the Supreme Court, they were giving examples, and Trump's lawyer gave an example of Obama droning an American over another country. You know, I can buy the thing it was part of American security, but I tell you what he should have used is he should have used Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious was, it's not in the Constitution for the president to have a conspiracy to run illegal guns into Mexico that kill one of our border guards, just so they can build up the public sentiment against gun owners and guns. That's all it was. That was a conspiracy to get favor against guns and gun owners and pass more gun laws against our Second Amendment in the United States. And he should be up for second-degree manslaughter if they rule that the president doesn't have immunity.
Wow. Well said.
Oh,
and I agree.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I have to just... kudos to that, dittos. And that's also bugging me, the Supreme Court. I sat there and listened to some of the arguments, and it dawned on me. I'm in the legal profession. I'm a paralegal. And in the 4 years of Trump, the legal profession was always writing letters, and all these lawyers and stuff were coming together talking about how he's upending the rule of law. We're literally watching the rule of law being upended. And there's crickets coming out of the legal profession. There's crickets coming out of the bar. There's crickets coming out of federal judges, federal prosecutors, and even the ex-presidents themselves. You would think at least George Bush would come out and say, hey, this is
this is a step too far, but it's not. They're just letting this guy go in the weeds, and they're letting our legal profession die, and that bugs me.
Yeah, I was monitoring CNN, and there was actually a guest on there who was had a very strong legal background, and they were actually arguing, you know, why Trump was really winning this whole thing. And this was more to do with the other case, with the National Enquirer, that David Pecker and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the host from CNN, you could tell he was it was bothering him that this was not going in the direction he wanted to. So there's a few people that'll just come out and call it like they see it, but there's not too many of those around.
No.
Donnie, what's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. I don't know if you heard this one. It kind of slipped by on the news that the Harvey Weinstein rape conviction in New York has been overturned. And why was it overturned? Because an overzealous prosecutor demanded and a judge let them use witnesses that had that they shouldn't have let use.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get a real bad guy, they changed the rules during the Me Too movement, if you remember, because it was so important to do this. Luckily, the guy's still in jail for California rape.
Right.
But they've not learned their lesson, and they're doing the exact same thing now, and it's lost on every legal analyst on TV.
Yeah, I saw what it was breaking right about the time we were getting off yesterday, and I looked into it, and yeah, he's still going to be in prison. He's not going to get out. He's doing time for crime, rape charge, and this doesn't necessarily say he's innocent. This will give him the right to a retrial.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right. There were like three supposed witnesses that weren't really connected to the case. That they put forward. Trevor, what's bugging you?
Well, Islam is bugging me. Islam is a cancer. I've been railing on this for years, and we see what's happening in Michigan. We see what's happening in Minnesota, and now they brainwash these purple-haired kids into believing that it's okay. There's going to become a time that it's going to take over, and they're going to slaughter everybody.
Well, yeah, I guess there's some historical precedent you could look into for that. Do your homework. And, I saw a meme, interesting meme, some of the words of Muhammad versus those of Jesus.
Oh.
Kind of a stark contrast.
There's some contrast there, yeah.
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 All right. It is 7:28. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Got an interesting kind of an email. I'll share that with you, and I'll answer back next on 97.3 The Sky.
Termites cause an average of $5 billion in property damage each year, and termites eat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never sleep. Florida Pest Control has over 70 years of experience in preventing and controlling termites. Let Florida Pest Control's skilled technicians tailor a plan to keep your home or business termite-free and give you peace of mind. Give us a call today or visit us online at flapest.com for a free, no-obligation termite inspection. Choose Florida Pest Control to protect your home from termites and pests.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky. New shows.
It's Glenn Beck, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. New on the Sky.
And more news.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now.
The dawn of a new era on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. 7:34 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
It is.
I got a, I got an email.
Okay.
And,
what'd you do now?
Well, it starts out great.
Oh.
Mr. Rose, love your show and listen every day on my ride to work.
Yeah. That's good.
I'd like to know, what you think about the following question. What do you think is the greatest marketing failure? New Coke, mm-hmm. remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Or Dylan Mulvaney's Bud Light?
Oh,
thanks,
wow.
Have a great day.
Wow.
Okay, let me summarize as much as I can here.
Mm-hmm.
These two couldn't be more different. They couldn't be more different. And let me explain. The New Coke thing was marketing genius, utter genius, okay? Because what did it do? It sucked so bad, it made you beg for the old Coke. The old Coke came back, but here's the little trick.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same old Coke. This is the time when they replace sugar mm-hmm. with high fructose corn syrup, which is cheaper.
Right.
So, look, they got all of the old Coke pretty much off the shelves.
Right.
So you can't really do a side-by-side comparison, so to speak.
That's right.
They put new Coke in there. It totally makes you, I wouldn't even gargle with it. And then they do what they were going to do anyway, but because of consumer demand. So it's like this company answered your call to bring back the Coke. And, you know, yeah, they made a mistake, but we'll forget all that because we're excited to have our old Coke back. Marketing genius.
Absolutely.
Now, the Bud Light thing, here's what you got to remember. This wasn't really like a real marketing thing. And what I mean by that is, you know, all they did was, because Mulvaney gave them some love in some way, and the guy was big on the internet and stuff, right? Influencer,
social influencer,
and it was very recognizable, the name, and I guess he'd do funny little skits or something, and so they thought it'd be funny. They did just like 1 6-pack of Dylan Mulvaney thing
for him, yeah,
for him.
It wasn't a designed campaign by the company,
and so. First of all, you need to know your market. Who are you marketing your product to?
Right.
Everybody wants to sell their stuff to everybody, mm-hmm. but that's unrealistic.
Right.
You have to have a target audience that their propensity to buy your product is very high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Instead of completely converting people who, let's just say, don't even like beer or drink beer at all, that's not your market.
Right.
It never will be. So you need to know your market. And then what they discovered is the power of something going viral.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's unleashed, it's out there.
Good or bad.
Yeah. And so it took on a life of its own and hurt that company. And you know, the sad part is with the boycotts and stuff, who feels that? The executives don't care. Look, they sold more Modelo, which is covered under the same brand anyway.
Exactly.
And they're not going to lose their gig over it. But the guy who's driving the truck, the guy who's trying to sell the local supermarket and stuff, they're the people who are impacted by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be careful when you call for boycotts and stuff, is my opinion. But, I think that those two things are completely different. What do you think, Greg?
I think you're absolutely right. And again, the main part being, one was a main campaign driven by people who thought they knew what was going to, they wanted. But it was sneaky in the sense that, they made the transition. They saved money in the long run. And you had the time between the two, so people never noticed. The thing that that's kind of ashamed with the AB thing is that people then talked about the Bud Light campaign, and it really, as you
said, it wasn't a campaign.
It really wasn't one, and they kind of got a little flack or a lot of flack for something that they really didn't intend to turn into something. However, in their attempt to be all woke, they made the mistake of, because sometimes just acknowledging something, suddenly you are connected to it. And that's what Anheuser-Busch did. They connected themselves to this wannabe actor, wannabe a comedian, used to get himself on game shows. This is a guy, the scrawny little runt, who was trying to do anything and everything to be famous.
To get attention.
He didn't really become famous until he started doing all these videos.
Right.
When all this whole tranny stuff.
Sure.
And he's not even, doesn't even make a good looking chick. So he did all that. And the fact that they acknowledged him trying to, like you said, it's social media. We got to be there.
Right.
Oh, it's another niche. We got to be there. No, you don't. No, you don't.
And then once they saw where the market was going, as in down the tubes,
yes.
Then what do you do? Now you're in an impossible situation.
Yeah.
Because how do you address it without then offending this group of people that isn't your market anyway,
right,
that you're not going to sell your product to, but
right,
just bad publicity overall,
yes,
could hurt you. So now you're not sure what to do, because I said right away, I made a joke about it. I wrote a little commercial about, you know, Bud Light. You know, that's the beer for, you know, if you've got balls, and then made it a sports analogy, tennis balls, basketballs.
Exactly.
And which I, of course, thought was extremely clever.
Oh, it was extremely clever.
Thank
as far
you, Greg.
As you're concerned.
But yeah, then they put themselves in an impossible situation.
So what's the thing to learn about that? Don't put yourself in those situations. Don't feel like you need to do that. They are pandering, again, whatever your lifestyle, whatever freak flag you fly, that's okay. But it doesn't mean everyone that sells a product needs to target you or pander to you. Their goal, like you said, is to sell to as many as possible. When you get on the road to pander to a small percentage, you can hurt yourself with the big one. There's one right now with one of the dog food companies. Is it Hill Science, I think? They manage in their marketing to always make sure, like, there's a gay couple in their commercials.
Oh, well, they've gone out of their way.
It's like, no, just sell dog food. Don't try to pander to a particular group, or you can lose your masses. Just keep it simple. How about you focus on the dog and not, you know, niche groups of people and their particular lifestyles?
Well, if you want to get really far out there, black dogs are actually harder to get adopted.
Yeah.
And so if you don't adopt the black dog, what are you? Oh, you're racist.
Right.
You see how they turn, things get turned around.
Yeah.
And when you're not even like a part of it, I'm like, no, I'm not throwing any stones. I'm not doing any judgment. Leave me out of this. I'm worried about paying for my groceries on Friday.
Yeah. But you do have to be careful in the whole marketing thing, because it's what you do, or what you don't do that can both bite you.
Yeah.
They can both bite you.
Yeah. And you got to know your market. And look, a lot of companies fall into this. You know, we could sell everybody this product. It's like, no, you can't.
You can't.
And you have to remember, you know, where your bread is buttered.
Yep.
You don't want to alienate even slightly. I mean, the sin of omission or forgetting about who your primary target is going to hurt you. And it might not hurt you right away, and you might not be able to follow the numbers with a spreadsheet directly, but it's a vibe, it's a feeling, it's a thing. And you may get away with it for a while, and then another thing called competition could come and bite you too, because people that ordinarily were loyal to your product that now feel kind of left out are going to examine what else is out there that can meet their needs, and that'll treat them better, basically.
Well, let's go back to the Coke thing for just a second, because, you know, face it, the soda market, the competition is just amazing. And you look at the things they've tried over the years. Remember the clear sodas?
Yeah, we've talked about it a little bit. Yeah. Crystal Pepsi.
Yes.
When I worked in radio in Orlando, we had, I mean, a storeroom full of it, and we literally, literally couldn't give it away. We got to make sure it's cold, you know? So we had coolers, and we'd ice them down, and we'd go to events. It's like, free. But, oh, yeah, I want one. They click it up. They go,
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
I think it was Coke Clear and Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
And I think it was Coke. They kind of did a little lemony taste because you didn't have that caramel, whatever in it, which was part of the coloring but affected the taste too. So, whatever you do with products, I think when you are so successful and then you just feel like you have this need to stray a little bit because we want to do something different, all for the cause of doing something different, I think you bite yourself a lot of times.
Well, because there's people that are paid and people under them 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 paid to say, hey, what have you done to increase our market share? Our market share only went up 0.01%.
Right.
Our market share is already, you know, 51.2% of the whole market.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it. In other words, you don't let off the gas, but don't try too hard either.
Yeah. Well, it comes down to their probably what have you done for me lately. So they just got to come up with something, because as we've heard so many times, Bob, we had to do something.
I'd like to teach the world to sing
in perfect harmony.
Now that...
Yeah.
That is a successful marketing campaign.
That was the 1960s, and we still remember it.
Dude, the 60s, man.
I'm surprised you remember anything.
Well, I was born in the 60s.
That's true.
All right, it is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. You do know it's Arbor Day. Special guests coming up, Ludi Bond and Joe McKenzie. Going to talk about Arbor Day, planting trees, having fun, maybe even burning trees.
What?
Come it's on. All part of the process. I'll explain, Greg. I'll explain the evolutionary process.
Is it the
process.
Circle of life?
Indeed.
Okay.
All right. Now go pet Scar.
Okay. Oh.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
So if you're voting Democrat, you're voting for open borders.
For a party that will imprison its political opponent.
You're voting for a party that supports Hamas against the United States and Israel.
Six weeknights on 97.3 The Sky.
AI is good. AI is good. AI is good.
Says who?
Subliminal man.
Oh.
7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Greg Cassidy in the house as well. Happy Arbor Day. We've got special guests. Ludi Bond and Joe McKenzie are going to join us in a little bit. What is the Forestry Service? Why do we need them? What are their jobs like? Stuff like that.
Somebody's going to watch the forest.
Entertaining, informative.
Oh, yeah.
There's stuff I bet you don't know that you're going to learn.
Yep.
If you stick around. Because that's how we roll here. So listen to this. Baltimore County Police announced Thursday that authorities arrested a former high school athletic director who's accused of using an AI-generated voice to frame the school's principal of saying racist comments. Now, hold on here. First of all, this sounds like this should be a prank carried out by the students, not by another adult in a position of authority. So, yeah, you don't like the guy, but not cool.
Right.
At a press conference Thursday, police chief there, Robert McCullough, said that Dejan Darian, 31, arrested earlier this morning while trying to board a flight with a firearm after Darian was stopped by officers with the Maryland Transportation Authorities. They soon found out he had an active warrant out for his arrest, took him into custody. It's like, what? Mm. How are these connected? Well, the former school athletic director has been charged with disrupting school activities, theft, retaliating against a witness, and stalking. The former Pikesville High School athletic director is being held on a $5,000 bond. Authorities alleged that Darian had programmed Principal Eric Eiswert's voice to say anti-Semitic remarks in an audio clip he later spread on social media. The audio clip had profound repercussions. The police charging documents read. It not only led to Eiswert's temporary removal from the school, but also triggered a wave of hate-filled messages on social media and numerous calls to the school. The recording also caused significant disruptions for the entire school staff and the students. And the police chief said investigators found conclusive evidence that the recording was not authentic. Two forensic analysts found the recording was generated through the use of artificial intelligence.
Man.
So he allegedly used school computers to search for AI audio technology and generated this audio clip and caused, well, a lot of distress.
Well, and he actually made it look like he went after a couple of groups. You mentioned the Jewish reference. He also made some references to, you know, blacks and testing and that kind of thing. So he was really almost trying too hard to stir the pot, and it came back and bit him.
I think about the kind of damage that he nearly got away with. And, I mean, look, how many times have the cops, you know, looked into a matter and the person that's responsible is saying, I didn't do it. I'm not guilty.
Uh-huh.
Well, whose voice is this? And then they play it. And you're like,
yeah,
man, that sounds like me. I didn't say that. Do you take sleep medication?
Yeah.
No. Okay, then we think you probably said it. And they have to have analysts really look at it and break it down, I guess, digitally.
Yeah.
to discover that it was AI, the use of AI. You have to wonder, as it gets better and better, will there be a way that AI will be more difficult to detect?
Probably, because it will come up with its own methods. They say if you've got 6 to 10 seconds of somebody's voice, that's enough to sample.
And really?
Yeah. And so here's the thing they're also warning. If you've got audio that's out there for public access, like we do, or images of yourself that are out there for public access, you could be a victim of crime with AI. They can make you say things, and they can put you in places that you're not.
Wow. Well, this look, at first blush, you think, well, this is a prank gone wrong, a guy who thought maybe it was funny. But no, this guy was in all kinds of trouble, had to do with, money missing and payroll procedures. And he was
trying to get back at this principal for the things that he had done.
That he had done and got caught doing. So, yeah, but there you go. I have a sneaking suspicion that, and I'm not using AI to determine this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sneaking suspicion we're going to have more of these kinds of stories in our future.
And I wonder what we will hear, I don't know, maybe presidential candidates say that they really didn't say. Yeah. Although they could use this and actually make Joe Biden make sense.
Really?
Well, okay, maybe it's not that good.
Yeah. Pause.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Our special guests are coming up. You're going to learn all about forestry. It's Arbor Day. Come on, stick around. 97.3, The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
$95 billion in foreign aid.
To support foreign wars while doing nothing to secure our border.
As it happens.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was determined to get aid to Israel.
He needs to do the right thing to resign.
The news station.
There should be no trial. Nothing done wrong. This is all politics. They're chanting death to America.
Right here in America.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.